بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن محمد بن سيرين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: لقد رأيتني وإني لأخر فيما بين منبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حجرة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها مغشيا علي، فيجيء الجائي فيضع رجله على عنقي ويرى أني مجنون وما بي جنون، ما بي إلا الجوع. رواه البخاري. The narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, where he says that I remember a time when I used to fall down unconscious between the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the quarters of the house or the room of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. He says then a person would come and he would place his foot on my neck thinking that I was insane. I was not insane. It was only due to hunger. So this was the method that they would apply when a person had become insane. So the person would come and place his neck very firmly, place his leg on the neck of the person who had fallen unconscious to try and bring him back to consciousness. So the person would think that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has become insane, and therefore they would place their feet on the neck of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala to revive him from this insanity. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala explains that this is to happen to me. This was the condition because I was extremely hungry. I had no food to eat whatsoever. Again, we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, their patience that they exercise upon the hunger, and they had complete tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrificed the comforts of this world for the sake of akhirat, for acquiring dini knowledge, and being in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his company. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت وفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودرعه مرهونة عند يهودي في 30 ساعة من شعير متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he passed away, his armor was given as a guarantee. It was pawned to a Jew for 30 sa'as of barley. It's an amount of barley that Rasulullah got from this Jew, he purchased from this Jew, and in order to make sure that Rasulullah would repay this loan that he got from this Yahudi, he had to give his armor to this Jew as a guarantee. So Rasulullah knew that if he had to ask the Sahaba for assistance, they would definitely assist him, but they would not take back any loan that they would give Rasulullah. Therefore, he asked a Yahudi for a loan. And also it shows that it's permissible to ask a non-Muslim for a loan. However, the important point in this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this simple life, this life of poverty, humility, and he detached himself to this world. Whatever little asbab they had, they used it and they had full tawakkul and trust in upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got this barley so that he could feed his family and feed those poor sahaba who would come to him. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال رهن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم درعه بشعير ومشيت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بخبز شعير وإهالة سنخة ولقد سمعته يقول ما أصبح لآل محمد صاع ولا أمسى وإنهم لتسعة أبيات. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم pawned his armor for barley, and he says I took along some barley bread, some melted fat that had changed in taste, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he could eat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he says, "Ma asbaha li ali Muhammadin sa'un wala amsa," that the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wives, his family, whoever were living with him, they had not even one sa', not a small amount of wheat to eat, not in the evening and not even in the morning, nothing at all. Yet at that time there were 9 households. There were 9 households. So again, this hadith highlights the simple life of Rasulullah, his simplicity, his poverty. And even his family also lived this simple life. We heard in today's Fajr that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in would give preference to others over themselves. And we did the narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that one kajur, one date that she had, when a beggar came, she gave that beggar that one date, even though she was fasting, and she needed that for iftar. So whatever came in Rasulullah's possession, he would immediately distribute that to the poor. And he would keep hardly anything for himself and for his family. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us, that he was not affected by the riches of the world. The riches that came, the mali ghanima, the booty that came to Madinah Munawwara after all the conquests. But he chose to live the simple life, teaching the ummah that this is the way that a person will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we mentioned so many times, what is necessary, we got to keep that, use that, keep for our children. But our entire day and night pursuit should not just be hankering after this dunya. Because the dunya will come to an end. Akhirat is forever. Let us prepare for the akhirat and live simple lives. When we have simple lives, if any halat and any condition comes, it does not become difficult for us then. And we are able to manage ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to try and make our lives at least one step simple. And as we do this, inshallah, we will find that we will enjoy ourselves and we'll be content with whatever little Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.